Welcome to the second episode of Hashtag DigiFYI by Tenix Solution. My name is Tejas and massive thanks for being here. If all you people are listening to this on any of the platforms, please do subscribe. And today's topic is not that important, but creatively intriguing for sure. So I'm not sure whether you people would be interested in listening to the whole part of it or not, but still, if at all you think it's creative and intriguing, please do keep on listening to this podcast. 404 error is what we are discussing today. 404 page is a very common error page which is found on most of the websites. Most of the websites, they use a normal patterned typical 404 written in there and the page not found written in there. And that is it. So they think that the user, when he or she has entered a wrong URL or has been at a wrong place on your website, showing 404 page and that is it, is sort of letting them know that we are not interested if at all you are lost. Usually 2-5% of people out of the visitors in the entire year, they get into the 404 page by mistake. So this is a mistake analogy. This does not happen with all the websites, but then some of the websites, some of the segments, if at all the URLs are complex or the URLs as said in the last podcast, if at all 301 redirection is not done, the user would by default land on 404 page not found. And that page is something which needs to be very engaging and that needs to be very creative as well. Now, how would you do that? How would you bring in the creative aspect in that very page? Now, I actually came up with, I came through this page from a website which was back in 2017, and that page basically said that the moment that 404 appeared on my screen, it sort of gave me an animated arrow which basically was pointing towards the home page and the service page and the product page. Now it sort of appeared as a genie. Now this is something which is, again, it was intriguing for me, so I thought that I should be sharing this with you people as well. They had a genie appearing on the 404 page saying that, hey, you're lost, I can give you the page that can help you. Tell me, you have got three wishes. Where would you want to go? The home page, the service page, or the contact page? And that was very, very engaging, and that is the reason I thought of coming up with this topic. I just had that in my head, and so if at all you have a 404 page, design it properly, make it very intriguing, make it very engaging, make it creative, creative which is relevant to your domain, which is relevant to your industry, your niche, your target audience, and the language needs to be the language that your audience is using. Because if at all your website is one of them whose users, like 2-5% of users in the entire year, are landing upon 404 page, I believe 50% of them are not even coming in the website. So that's a bad impression. Just make sure that it does not happen. Check up with your 404 page, call up your developer or the designer or whomsoever is taking care of your website and ask them if at all the 404 page can be something creative and engaging. If not, we are there. 10xsolution.com, and my name is Tejas Gusani. Thank you so much once again for listening to this podcast. And if at all you think that these kind of content are something that you would like to engage more with, please do drop the comment in the comment section, subscribe to this channel, and also share any of our podcast with any of your friends and family. Do remember, hashtag DigiFYI by 10xSolution. Thank you.